Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Apparently, over the weekend, there was, well, they're calling it a pro-Palestinian march or protest. It's anti-Israel. Let's call it what it is. But what happened there? I got calls last night from concerned people to say that a friend of theirs' face was on one of the posters, even though, and, you know, with their name, even though they had nothing to do with anything. It sounded a bit odd. Well, let's find out more. Daniel Bloch, Executive Director at the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm all good. Hope you're well.
I am. Thank you. So tell us about yesterday.
So Saturday, actually, not yesterday.
Oh, was it Saturday?
It was the 22nd.
Okay.
Yes, it was Saturday. So there was a protest of approximately 1,200 people gathered by the Mandela Glasses for a what they would call a peaceful protest.
Okay.
And there were about 20 plus cars as part of a motorcade,
okay,
which drove through Sea Point area.
Right.
This all started around about 1 o'clock, and then the motorcade came through at about 2:15 plus minus during that time.
Okay. And about 1,200 people, was it peaceful?
Well, it depends how you define peaceful. No incidents were recorded by the city or by security, but we do have one or two incidents that we are investigating, mainly from the motorcade. We know from the last motorcade that came through Sea Point, they came with smoke grenades. They stopped outside shops. They got out of their cars. They arrested people. They physically assaulted someone at the last one. And on Saturday, we're investigating an incident of potential physical assault, again, by the motorcade stopping, getting out of their cars and attacking someone. But the actual protest itself was peaceful in the sense of they gathered and they did their speeches and what they had to do. But it wasn't peaceful from a noise perspective or from all the regular chants that we hear at these protests.
Well, I guess that's the question, because if you're chanting something that could be hate speech, or if you're chanting something that incites violence, then you could argue it's certainly not peaceful. What were they chanting?
We're still compiling our reports, but the usual chants: death to Israel, remove the Zionists, etc. We are exploring some of the posters that they were using, where it did have a swastika, but it was in comparison to the Israeli flag as being tyrannical and evil. So Hezbollah flags, Hamas flags. So we're investigating everything we can to see just whether there was hate speech, whether there was the incitement to violence, but it's the usual protesting that we've come to expect from these kind of protests.
Somebody mentioned to me that they were victimized and, you know, had nothing to do with anything, but landed up with their face and name on one of the posters. What do we know about that?
So that has been reported to us, and we are looking into it. We're investigating the matter just to see exactly what was on the poster and what was the intention. More than that, unfortunately, at the moment, I can't really tell you, as you need to look into it further.
Right. Because I would imagine that if somebody is I don't know, docked like that, then there is a case to be answered for. Because you certainly can't, that would be, I would imagine, inciting violence against that person.
Well, you know, we've come to expect from these groups something called doxing, which I think everyone's familiar with now, where they target you. But I think there's a difference between doxing someone and putting their face somewhere and accusing them of something. I'm not a lawyer, but you know, that could be something like defamation of character, which would need to be explored. And that's what we're looking into at the moment.
All right. So would you say overall that it might have been unpleasant, but that it wasn't, you know, if 10 is a total outright violence and a brawl, and one is people walking silently, that it probably was somewhere in the middle, and that it could have been a lot worse, maybe it could have been a bit better as well?
Well, you know, the Constitution, everyone loves quoting this, that the Constitution protects everyone's right to protest as it's peaceful. You know, we're not here to stop people protesting for their rights. But as you say, as long as it's not violent, as long as there's no hate speech, we saw there was quite a big security presence. And if you compare the motorcade from the previous week to this week, there were no smoke grenades. They behaved themselves a lot better than the week before. But at the end of the day, it's still inconvenient. It's still an harassment of sorts for the residents of the area.
And deliberately intimidating, I would imagine.
Of course. We know why they're coming to Sea Point. They're not coming for the Zionists. They're coming because they want to intimidate the Jewish community of the area.
Right. You mentioned the week before. Yeah. Does this mean this is happening very often?
So the protests, we've seen a drop-off since May last year, since the elections.
Right.
This was the first protest since, I think there was that big one in November down Wales Street that had 30,000. The motorcades have started becoming a frequent activity almost every second week, sometimes every week for the last month and a half or so now. So we're monitoring these, we're talking with the city, we're talking with who we need to see that these motorcades are lawful, that they're legal, they're not breaking the law. And that's why we've complained to the city, we've complained to security about what these motorcades have been doing the last couple of weeks.
And it's interesting because I wonder how motorcades fits into the legal definition of the right to protest, because I would imagine that it might have a different, it might be a different definition, but certainly I'm not an expert on that.
Well, look, neither am I, but if you read the bylaws, you know, people are driving in their cars. You can't be hanging out your cars, which is what they've done. They certainly can't be setting off smoke grenades and getting out of their cars, parking in the middle of a road. So there are various laws that they're breaking, but more concerning is that they've got out of their cars to physically assault people, which is a huge concern.
Very, very interesting. That is where I leave it. It is 8:56. That's Daniel Block. He's Executive Director at the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about the protest, the anti-Israel protest that took place on Saturday in Sea Point.